I was I had an operation many years ago, and I had 27 staples that went from my chest down to just below my belt. And the doctor said to me, it's time to take the staples out. And I've got a trainee nurse who would like to do this. And yeah, she took all 27 staples out. It took about half an hour. It was extremely painful, but it's left a scar more ways than one. But we do carry scars, don't we? Some of them are emotional, some of them maybe are mental, but they are a reminder of what has happened to us in our lives. And when we think about the scars that Jesus bore, it's interesting that after his resurrection, we read twice in the Gospel of John that he went and he showed those scars to his disciples. We find that in John chapter 20, verse 19. It says he showed them his hands and his side. And then a week later, he meets with Thomas, and again, he shows him his hand and his side. And it got me thinking about scars and how the scars of Jesus show us so many things. In the Catholic Church, they call them the five holy wounds, the two in the hands, two in the feet, and one in the side. And somebody wrote this, and I think this is very powerful. It says this: I think Jesus showed his wounds as a badge of identity. He is the risen Lord who conquered death. He is also the risen Savior who entered the depths of human pain and sin. He displayed the marks that proved his finished work. He showed the disciples what the work cost. The risen Christ has scars. Being raised from the dead does not erase them. The scars of Good Friday are visible on Easter Sunday. And the video just kind of reminds us a number of things. And firstly, what the scars of Jesus show, and is firstly that we are loved by God. It is an incredible love that God would give up his only son and that we might live. And so the cross is a symbol. It's like an altar of sacrifice where Jesus sacrificed his body because of the love of God. This is how much God has loved us, that he has given his only son. And that's what it says, doesn't it, in John 13, that God gave, John 3, verse 16, that God gave his only son, that we might believe in him, we might have eternal life. The reason God gave is because God loved us. And we find that in 1 John 4 as well. It says this: see how God showed his love amongst us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And so the cross is an incredible symbol of the love of God. The nail prints in Jesus' hand are a symbol of the love of God, God's love for you today. You need to rejoice today that you are so loved by God. Secondly, the scars of Jesus, the wounds of Jesus, show us the forgiveness of God. We read that in the Bible it says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And so here we have the hands of Jesus that are nailed to a cross. They show us that we're loved, but also that they show us that we're forgiven because the blood that flowed from them. And the Old Testament just reminds us again and again that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And so in the Old Testament, time and time again, people would come, sacrifice animals and birds to God so that they could be forgiven. And if you read Hebrews chapter 9, great chapter to read, it just talks about how that Christ had to suffer, but he appeared so that we could be forgiven. And it's this lovely phrase: he sacrificed his life once for all. No longer do we have to keep coming back and shed blood, but the blood of Jesus once for all cleansed all of us. It has the power to cleanse every single person on planet Earth, every single person who's ever lived. but also from every sin we have ever committed. One of the things we do on Alpha is we talk about how many times that the average human being probably sins, and it just gets into thousands of sins that we have all committed because of the sacrifice of Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus being shed for us. We can be forgiven for everything. And that is the power of the cross. That is what Christ has done for us. It says in Colossians chapter 1, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." And so the cross is that element where God makes peace with people because Jesus has shed his blood, and that we can come to God, we can be forgiven. There's a lovely piece in Isaiah 50 which describes the sacrifice of Jesus. Isaiah 53 says this: "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds," love, get this, "we are healed." And we are healed spiritually because Jesus was nailed to that cross. Because of his wounds, we are healed. And so this morning, we rejoice together as God's people that because of the cross, because of the wounds and scars of Jesus, we are forgiven for everything we've ever done wrong. Just consider that as you consider your life. As you look back on your life, we all have things that we regret, and we know that the blood of Christ has covered those, and that through Jesus' death, we are forgiven. The last thing I want to say about the fact that Jesus died, the scars and wounds of Jesus, that actually I believe it's a way that God brings us into his family. I was thinking about this last point, and almost kind of imagining that the arms of Jesus out on the cross were an invitation to the world to come and know God as Father, to know the love of the God, to know the forgiveness of God. Jesus many times says, "Come to me, come to me, come to me." And it says in John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "Yet to all who received him," that's who received Christ, "to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God." Through Jesus' death, we are invited to be born again, to come into the family of God, to call Jesus Christ our brother, to know the Father, to know the Son. And the promise is for all those who receive that, all who receive Jesus, we would know those things. I think it is tremendous. And I think, you know, when Jesus was around and he talked to people about knowing God as Father, that would have just blown them away. How could the Jewish people know God as Father, the God who is almighty, all powerful, who they could not even speak his name without fear of being kind of struck down by lightning? God was so revealed, and all of a sudden Jesus said, actually, he's going to be Abba, Father, because of my life, because of my sacrifice. You can know this God as your heavenly Father. Such a wonderful truth, isn't it? That the cross of Jesus, his arms outstretched, was an invitation to you and I to know God as Father. So we can know the love of God today. We can know the forgiveness of God, but we can know God as Father. And I just want to finish with one more verse that I find is absolutely amazing. It's found in Isaiah 49, verse 16. And I'll read it to you. It says this: "See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." What an amazing truth. Because we think of the scars of Jesus, don't we? We think of the nails through his hand. And all of a sudden, God gives us a completely different picture. He says, actually, on my hands are your names. Your name engraved on the palm of the hand of God. You see, the whole idea was that in those times, for some reason, people would have a model of the temple, or they'd have something that was a kind of a symbol of what God had done. And as a reminder, what they would do is they would take this model and they would push it into their hands and create a scar. And for them, they could then wear it. They would have it on their hands and they would walk around, and it would be a constant reminder about who God is and what God has done. And yet here we have a picture saying, God saying, I'm going to engrave you on my hand. And so on the hand of God, we are a constant reminder to him. A constant reminder that we are children of God. And so today, I just want you to kind of just consider the sacrifice of Jesus, the scars of Jesus on his hands, on his feet, in his side, because they were scars for you to show the love of God, the forgiveness of God, and that we have become children of God. And what we need to do today is we need to do this on Good Friday. We need to be so grateful to God, to say to God, thank you, Father, that you gave us Jesus, because the cost was immense. But also, I believe in response, we also need to give our lives back to God. We need to say to God, you gave everything for me, I give everything back to you. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this Good Friday, because in so many ways it is bad, but we realize it, it's so good for us, because Jesus gave his life so that we might have life. Jesus sacrificed himself so that we could know the Father, we can know love, and we can know forgiveness. And Lord, this morning we are so grateful. Jesus, we thank you that you gave up all you had for us. And now, Father, in response, we return that. We give you thanks, but we give you our lives afresh. And last, Lord, that you would take us and bless us, and you would use us for your glory and for your purposes. Father God, we pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.